hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are back in the studio again, believe it or not, two times in a row. It's a first, at least for the last couple months. It's strange. We've been traveling so much. However, I have my travel crew in the studio with me. And yes, that does not include Bill the Engineer, because he usually does not travel with us.
Yeah, I'm just I'm peering in through the glass just like usual.
Yeah, this is how it usually looks when we're on the road. The group of people we have in the studio includes Mermaid Abby. How you doing, Abby?
Good afternoon, Greg. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Yeah. And if that weren't enough, we have Mermaid Denise. The eye candy for the afternoon is in the studio. That's what it says on her shirt. How appropriate. How you doing, Denise?
Good. Feeling like a little piece of sugar.
A little piece. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go with it. It sounds good to me. Yeah, what about you, Bill? You have any complaints?
No, we're fine.
Oh. All right, Mermaid X is in the studio, and if that weren't enough, Eric the Mer-Taylor. And in a plethora of other folks that we may get to as well. We have a scallop diver in the studio with us today.
An actual scallop?
No,
dives?
A scallop diver.
Someone who dives for scallops.
Scallops or scallops? I say scallops, you say scallops.
Actually, I say tomato.
Tomato.
Well, there you go.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, there you go.
What is it? What does it entail? Well, we may find out on today's show. Now, if that weren't enough.
I don't think scallops have tails.
Well, they might. There's only one way to find out.
You need to get out in the water a little more often, Greg. Yeah.
No, I think they do. Right? Don't they?
No. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, there's a tail on a scallop. It just doesn't have a tail like in the traditional sense.
No. Again, you're wrong.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for making me look good, Abby.
Well, you know, I do what I can, but you set yourself up.
Yeah, I do.
They might have a foot.
No, again, no.
No, they're not bivalves.
You spend a lot of time indoors, don't you, Bill?
Astonishingly.
You need to come on more trips with us.
Yes, you're probably right.
A lot of times indoors, small padded rooms, that kind of thing.
A nice jacket that wraps all the way around.
Yeah. Now, Mermaid Abby and Mermaid X was on our Fiji adventure. Out to Long Beach, California.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It's just like I was there. Practically the same.
You followed along at home like everyone else, as you should. It was a good time. We stopped, our first stop out on the left coast was in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show. And Valentina from ValentinasSecret.com is on the line. We were hanging out with her and the mermaids out there on the left coast. How you doing, Valentina?
Hey, everybody.
So I got the picture of you and the mermaid. You had fun. You didn't put the mermaid tail on yourself. But
there wasn't an extra one.
You wanted an extra one. Well, they were being occupied at the time. And as much as I would have liked to have seen that, because they are kind of elastic, we have the mer-tailer in here. We could ask him if we could actually get two mermaids and a tail at once.
Like a Siamese mermaid.
Well, no.
Okay, why not?
I want my own tail.
You want your own tail. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all. Stop complaining.
It's a whole Hollywood thing. You know, she's in music videos. She does that whole actress stuff. And you got this new TV show. You're shopping around all the big wigs out there on the left coast. I mean, you know, we were out there on our trip back from Fiji, Valentina, and you know who we were hanging with.
Who?
And, Abby will back me up on this. Will Smith.
We were cruising down.
What was it?
Will and Jada.
It was Hollywood Boulevard. Is that where it is?
Well, you know, we were just hanging out, doing what we normally do,
hanging out on Hollywood Boulevard, and we just bumped into our good friend Will Smith and
Yo,
Jada.
Will! Yo, Big Will!
And we're like, yo, what's up? And it just happened to be the premiere of its new movie, Hancock. So, you know, we did a little, you know, chit-chatting with Bill. He had to go, or Will. I call him Bill for giggles. But, yeah, we hung out with Will and Jada. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I yelled out to him. I said, hey, let's get jiggy with it. And then he looked at me and said, hey, who's the old white guy?
He's like, hey, that's so
call security. Exactly. But yeah, they were having the premiere of Hancock there at the Chinese Theater, and we cruised by, and there he was. It was kind of. But I would have put in a good word. I did put a good word in for you, Valentina.
Okay, good.
So who knows? Maybe you'll be in Hancock 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, by the way.
Yeah, which one? Hancock?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was. I would recommend it. It was definitely good summer fun for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so what's up with you? Are you diving? You know, we talked a little bit when we were out there at the scuba show. Did you make some plans by walking around some of the booths and, you know, schedule your next dive adventure?
No, not yet, because we're editing the Cozumel show, and then right now we're shopping the other show that we already filmed. So we're just waiting for some results in the network to pick it up.
So you're shopping
the networks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is this the same show? You say there's two different shows you're working on now?
Well, my show will be a spinoff. It'll be its own show. The one I'm hosting right now is called Another Shade of Blue, and it's all sorts of water sports.
Ah, I
not
see.
Just,
so,
not just diving.
Okay, so there's a dive show, and then there's going to be a water sports show.
Yes.
Is there any mermaid racing on this water sports
There could
show?
Be.
There should be.
Yeah. What do you think, Valentina?
I think we can fit something in.
Yeah.
Put the mermaid up.
Provided I get a tail.
Absolutely. I guarantee. I'll bring you a racing tail. There you go.
Split fins.
All right. So you're shopping this new TV show. ValentinaSecret.com is your website. There's nothing on there about the TV show, though, is there? Or is this all brand
new? No, you'd have to go to anothershadeofblue.tv.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, anothershadeofblue.tv.
Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of a waiting game right now.
And I know you were upset that we didn't take you to Fiji.
Well, I'm always upset I don't get to go where you're going, but especially Fiji.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. Mermaid Abbey and Mermaid X brought in, you know, a little piece of Fiji to the studio today, and we are going to have a Kava ceremony on Scuba Radio today, so you're welcome to kind of play along at home. How about that?
Okay. Fair enough.
It's almost like going to Fiji, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's practically the same thing. I mean, the studio that we're in right now looks exactly like the coastline in Fiji, I gotta say.
It's impressive stuff. All right. Well,
minus the natives.
Yes. All right, once again, that TV show is what? Into the Blue? No. What is it?
Another Shade of Blue.
AnotherShadeOfBlue.tv. Check it out online and check out ValentinaSecret.com, and then you'll see why we are talking to her.
Yeah.
She's our left coast
correspondent. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Little nutty, little crazy, but you got to love her. She takes a nice picture. She'd be a good mermaid, I think. Don't you think, Abby?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. I was actually trying to get her in one of our tails, but, you know, we were in them at the time. But I think, yeah, Eric the Mer-Taylor could definitely hook her up, and he would not be disappointed.
Well, they are, the new improved Scuba Radio mermaid tails are made out of this special super elastic, like Fantastic Four material.
It's indestructible.
Yes, and it stretches accordingly. So you probably could get two girls in one tail. And that could be another, you know, another bar, a way to raise the bar in our mermaid coverage here at Scuba
How
Radio.
Exactly did you discover that it stretches indefinitely? Did you put one on yourself, Greg?
I'm just guessing.
And he's busted now. Officially busted.
Because that is pretty much the only way I would believe that it would stretch indefinitely is if you squeezed your butt into one of those tails.
Come on, Greg. It's okay. Everybody's got mermaid envy. It's all right.
I know nothing. Am I blushing right now?
You are. Wow.
No, this is bad. All right, moving on.
Ooh,
we got Kava.
I may have stumbled upon something.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It's the Kava.
Needs to check out the website. Maybe there'll be a surprise picture of Greg in a pretty mermaid tail. You never
know.
Nice. All right, check the site.
All right, we're taking a really bad turn, so let's just move on. And like I said, we do have Kava. You basically, or I should say, how we got this back into the country. I mean, kava is a root that grows in Fiji, on the islands of Fiji. And they use this. It's kind of like beer. You know, they have a kava ceremony. They mix the root. They peel the root. They dry it out, set it out in the sun, and then they cut it up and pound it into a powder. So it's a, you know, kind of a powdery mix. And we bought like 20 bags of this stuff. I mean, more than you can humanly consume in a single setting.
We're going to see about
that. Yeah, I'm taking a look at this, and quite honestly, I've already seen more than I could humanly consume.
Well, we gave it to Mermaid X to smuggle through Homeland Security, because I sure as hell wasn't going to do it. And so we, instead of, you know.
How big are these bags?
She was, you know, our mermaid was kind of our mule, so to speak. And she got through. I mean, it was a week delayed because she got detained and had to wait 24 hours, as you can imagine why. But we made it through, and we got it here in the studio. And you're mixing it up now, right? Abby, what's going on over there?
Well, I was just going to say, and Mermaid X hasn't walked the same since. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, okay. We're going to test the limits of the kava this afternoon because, you know, when we were in Fiji, they mixed up a packet or two for a big group of us. But we decided to up the number, and we have about 7 packets.
Are you serious? There's 7 packs of kava in that dirty sock that you're mushing in with
actually,
water?
Actually, it's Mermaid X's T-shirt.
Ah.
And we're trying to be as culturally sensitive as possible because, you know, unlike beer, you know, kava, it doesn't have quite the same effect, but it's also more of a cultural thing. It's a welcoming thing. So we do have our own coconut shells, and I would like to say that we have 2 coconut shells.
Yeah, where did those come from?
Well, these are from Single Scott, who could not be here this afternoon.
Yeah.
But he made us these beautiful bowls because he's handy, and you can find this all out on singlescott.com. And also, we have another coconut bowl because Mermaid X and I actually split these ourselves.
I can see that because they are very rough around the edges. They're not smooth, and they don't look like the cups that we saw in Fiji.
Well, they're good enough. I'd like to see you try to crack open them.
How did you crack those coconuts?
My bare hands. I did a judo chop, and now I have 2.
You whacked it on your head like a beer can, didn't you?
Yeah, because that works. Yeah.
Nice.
But nonetheless, this should be an interesting kava ceremony. And this kava water that we are looking at right now is a very dark brown, and it should be potent. Equals potent.
It looks just the same as it did in Fiji. And it's basically, which is like dirty water.
Well, and we don't, as you discussed last week, we don't have a traditional kava bowl, which is unfortunate for us. However, we do have a beautiful bowl that I actually made myself, hand-painted. So we're drinking, you know, the kava out of a handmade ceramic.
So as we speak,
Mermaid Abbey bowl.
And you're mixing the kava, it's actually this root is mixing through Mermaid X's dirty T-shirt into a bowl that you made, and has all different kinds of watercolors in it that are literally seeping off into the concoction as we. So there's like lead paint mixed in with the kava as well.
If we survive this, it'd be a miracle.
Oh boy! All right, I know who's going first, and it wouldn't be me. So stick around. We got the world's first radio show devoted to kava making is underway.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God!
You are listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come ziplining with me.
Woo-hoo.
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live! You survived the zip!
So, Abby, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no? I really don't remember that saying that, but hey, the good times were had by all in Fiji, whether we're diving, just hanging out with the Fijians, doing a little kava, or zip lining.
Diving and flying, that's what we did the whole time.
This is true. Now, this is a first for Scuba Radio. You are witnessing the first kava ceremony ever conducted on Scuba Radio in 11 plus years. We've never had one of these things. This is a way that we thought after being in Fiji, we could welcome our listeners in a more official capacity and the way they do it in Fiji, which is share kava. And though you can't drink it at home, we will describe the process and what it tastes like and what it does to your...
innards?
Yes. How it feels.
If I had to make a guess,
yeah,
just from the appearance of it, mm-hmm. Having worked many, many years in institutional kitchens, this will taste like a grease trap.
No, that is not true. It
a grease
actually,
trap filled with dirt.
Yeah, because it
looks like dirty water and ironically tastes like it, too.
Well,
who would have thought that dirty water would make your lips and mouth and tongue go numb? And that's what kava does.
I think that there's a chance that Aerosmith thought that.
Maybe. They very well, maybe that's what some of their tunes were based on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would like to quote Mermaid X, who during the break made a comment, a brilliant quote. She said, "If it looks like dirt and tastes like dirt, it must be kava."
Good. There you go. That's the marketing slogan they use for the product. That's why it hadn't really caught on in like the big, you know, Cola Wars type thing.
Let me tell you, someplace else it's not catching on. The control room.
No.
It's not catching on here
Bill,
in the control
Bill,
room.
You have got to sample. You have got to try
You know what? I have spent my entire life not caving to peer pressure, and I'm going to be proud of myself again today.
This is bad form, and it's an insult to me personally if you do not take part in the kava ceremony.
Well, here's the thing. I have no problem insulting you personally. So this is really panning out very well for me.
Here's the thing, Bill. This is the closest you're ever going to get to Fiji.
That's right.
So you might as well drink it up.
You know what? I'm close enough already.
No, you're not.
Trust me, I am close enough.
Bill, you have to
already.
Drink a cup full of kava from a coconut shell.
That's a coconut shell. I thought it was the skull of your defeated enemy.
Well, whatever works for you. If you want to paint that metal picture and it'll help you get it down, great.
That's not going to happen.
Well, come on, you got to try it. All right, so there's three versions of kava. When you take, we got it mixed up. Three versions: low tide, high tide, and tsunami. So low tide is a small amount of kava, high tide bigger, and then there's the tsunami, which is a special cup, much much bigger, and of course that will do the trick. We'll do a few rounds of this, see how we feel, and see if we can survive the afternoon.
Feel free to send me updates.
All right, who's the first person, who's the first victim? I mean, the person who's going to drink this stuff. Abby?
Well, you know, we need to have, what are they?
A control subject.
A tester.
I was going to say the head of the ceremony.
Ah.
The chief. We got to name a chief.
So, Greg, I suppose you would be the chief.
No.
Well, that means you're the last to drink.
No.
Okay, go first then.
Well, no, the chief is the first person to drink.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Mermaid X should be the chief.
Yeah, she was the mixer, so maybe she ought to just go ahead and...
All right, well, I'm going to pour it for Mermaid X. Officials.
Is there a way to tell if it's bad? I mean,
we'll find
is there
out.
A way to say, oh, this is bad kava? Is there a way to tell?
There is a way. If Mermaid X falls over dead, I would say that's a bad batch of kava. Oh, yeah, she has to clap what? She claps once.
She claps once, it says Bula. Drink.
And then you clap three times, mm-hmm. right? Or we all clap. Three times.
We, for the first drink, we all clap three
and
times.
We do
the
this.
Chicken dance?
Yes, it's kind of a chicken dance type of formality.
And then when she's done, she'll drink up, and then she claps. She hands the bowl back to me, and then she claps three times.
All right, go ahead, drink
so
it.
Chug it.
Chug, chug, chug. I don't think they say that in Fiji.
No, they're a little more civilized.
Yeah, but we have to add our own little scuba radio spin on the ceremony here.
I'm sure we've mentioned to the listeners.
She's making the same face, though, she made in Fiji. Which is a shrivelly kind of like, oh, my God, I actually put this in my mouth?
That's her happy face.
Okay, that is not good.
Then she claps three times. And then she falls over dead. Well, wait, she is a registered nurse, I believe, or we have a nurse on standby.
Why does she have a BC on?
Just in case. it pads the fall if she falls over. We'll find out how she does after the break. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready?
Ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
All right. We've already had one go down, but she has been resuscitated. We passed the cup over to Mermaid Denise. She has had her cup of kava.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
As I'm telling you once again that I'm not going to be participating in the ceremony.
Right.
Because there should be someone available to call 911.
That's me.
No, you're next.
No, Bill.
She's coming over to you now.
I've been to Fiji.
Yeah, here's the thing. The people who are really selling it here, making some pretty awful looking faces. This is not yummy.
What is that floating in the top of my kava? Is that a bug? Oh, my God, there's a bug in my kava.
Is it alive?
It's protein? No. What is that? What the heck is that? I don't remember seeing those floating around.
Quit delaying and take the drink.
Actually, it's part of the design from the filter medium.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
it is kind of like a tea kind of thing going on here.
No, this is nothing like tea.
I think you could sell this in your shop, Bill.
You should,
because Bill has a tea shop. He ought to sell kava.
No, thanks.
You have a special section, you know, to the kava.
Yes. Denise, you just had your kava. What do you think? How did you feel about your kava drink? Let's first explain how you
felt before the kava drink, and then tell us how you're feeling after the kava drink.
And I'm going to drink mine while you're telling everybody. Go.
Okay. I like it. I like the way my tongue feels afterwards because you feel numb. And it doesn't, it's not the greatest taste, and it does taste like dirt, how Mermaid X said it did. But it's not that bad. It really isn't. I like it.
And the good thing is that you go completely numb.
If we
take a few more drinks, this whole show is going to be a lot more.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, like, insane.
Hey.
It tastes a little bit different from what I remember of Dima.
This is our special mix.
Yeah.
This is our special mix.
This is because you guys made it extremely more intense this time.
I can't feel my tongue.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Thank you, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, smooth.
Anytime, Abby.
Yeah, it's a different kind of a thing. I mean, unlike beer in the States, this has a tendency to make your tongue, lips, and throat go numb.
You know what we should do? We should slam
drink
a beer,
more of it?
Drink a shot, slam a kava bowl, and see what happens at the end of the show.
Actually, if you mix the three, that will kill you. No, I don't know.
Oh, we have a nurse here, though.
Oh, good point.
And Grandma Greg knows CPR.
That's enough.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's up, Jeff?
Time for a pop quiz, Greg.
Uh-oh.
True or false? Drinking a bottle of water right before a dive is all it takes to be properly hydrated.
False.
Way to go. That's correct.
Hey, I keep up with my reading.
You're a role model for all of us.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm. But back to your topic today. Just in case there are divers not as informed as me, why don't we talk about hydration?
That's the plan. It's a common misconception that hydration is a state that can be achieved in a short period of time, when the reality is that it takes a bit longer.
How long?
Well, that depends on the state of the person. Dehydration is a cumulative condition, and correcting it is dependent upon how dehydrated you are. Hydration is a state of balance, and when that balance isn't maintained, it can take hours or even days for it to be set right, especially in cases where electrolytes are lost.
Sounds like a constant process.
It is. We don't get dehydrated in an instant, and we can't reverse the process in an instant either.
Okay, so you can't hydrate yourself immediately before a dive, but diving can cause dehydration, correct?
Sure it can, which is why it's so important not only to drink plenty of fluids on a regular basis, but in between dives as well.
Is it true dehydration can cause DCS?
Alone, not likely, but it can be a contributing factor. A dehydrated body is a body whose metabolic systems don't work as well. And since these systems are a key factor in off-gassing the nitrogen we accumulate, you can see why being hydrated is important. I'll leave the technical details on dehydration and DCS to our medical staff. They've shared a bunch of information about it on our website.
Okay, so say you're feeling thirsty and you know dehydration is setting in. Is drinking anything better than drinking nothing at all?
Actually, no. It's true that some fluids are better than others, but beverages containing alcohol, caffeine, and high sugar levels can actually work against you. They contribute to dehydration instead of helping to avoid it. Your best bet in trying to stay hydrated is to stick with water or a balanced electrolyte, low-glucose sport drink. Incorporate having plenty on hand as part of your dive planning and preparation.
I knew that.
I suspected that you did.
I told you I keep up with my reading. Water, water everywhere. Make sure you drink some. Hydration is not something to take lightly, whether you're planning to dive or not. But since it's a factor in keeping us safe when we do dive, be sure to start drinking appropriate fluids in the days before a dive and have plenty on hand for your surface intervals. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, I never thought about this, but we probably ought to keep the Dan hotline handy today. And I wonder if they've received any calls before, after divers have, partaken in a kava ceremony. Oh, my lips are numb. What do I do?
Well, I will tell you, although Dan was just talking about hydration.
Yes.
I'm pretty confident kava was not what he had in mind.
Well, it would hydrate you because it is a water-based product, and it has no caffeine or anything like that.
It has nothing worthwhile in it. That's nice.
No, it does. It's a herbal remedy. They've used it as a muscle relaxant for herbal play. You can get it, like a GNC in some of those health food places in tablet form.
Well, we do need to clarify, though, that you can get kava in tablet form, but this, what we're drinking here, is not for sale in the States. This is pure kava. So what you get is the dulled down version.
This is like $2,000 kava tea, Bill, and you blew it off.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And this afternoon, kava drinking. Yes, the first ever, and probably not the last, kava ceremony we're having on Scuba Radio, thanks to our friends in Fiji and the kava that we smuggled back into the States, thanks to our mermaid mule that got it through Homeland Security.
Our mermule.
Yes. We've went through one round of kava. Everybody's lips feel numb. And I am learning something very quickly, just like I have a policy of no drinking while I do scuba radio, at least till the last 30 minutes. I may have to put that rule in for kava as well. We'll find out. I'm feeling a little loopy. You know, it kind of mellows you out. It's a muscle relaxant.
Yeah, man.
And after being hopped up on caffeine and my Fruffaccino drink, I'm starting to feel like I'm coming back to earth. It's like the kava and the caffeine are working against each other.
Oh, wow. Greg the Battlefield.
Greg is a battlefield. All right. I think it's the kava right
yeah,
now.
That was the kava singing right there.
I thought somebody would start singing back up. Denise, you left me hanging.
Yes, it's amazing.
Her the brain went numb along with my lips. Sweet,
okay.
Sweet.
Obviously, the effects are kicking in. All right, so that was in Fiji. You know, one of the similarities to Fiji when we were out there that I mentioned last week was how I thought it compared very much to Dominica. You know, we went to Dominica last year for Dive Fest, and I was even talking to the guy from the zip line, and he was saying that when they set up their zip line business there in Fiji, the first zip line course in the South Pacific, his other choice was Dominica. He ended up in Fiji. We have Simon Walsh, Sean, from the Dominica Water Sports Association on the line. And what is it? What is your dive operation, Simon?
Nature Island Dive.
Yeah, Nature Island Divers. That's right. And you guys are actually in the process of kicking off Dominica Dive Fest again right now, right?
Yeah, we are. We had the big Swinging Stars live band last night, and you'd have loved that event. I can tell you that. You would have had a great time at that event. It was absolute. The dance floor was full.
Yes, he knows how. He knows I can dance. He knows I can really cut a rug. Just like
actually, that wasn't what I was talking about at all.
Oh,
you've been drinking that kava again, haven't you?
That's right. What is the Dominican version of kava? Would that just
Kabuli?
That's right. I knew that. It's their beer. Okay.
You should know that. You should be an expert in that by now.
That's good beer right there. I'll tell you what, it's right up there with the kava for sure, and much more convenient. You don't have to mix it with.
And I'll tell you a funny thing. You know, in searching for sort of a place, many years, lifetimes ago, Fiji would have been next. Having been to Fiji and think, I would have gone to Fiji had I not found Dominica. So there are many similarities.
Yeah, it's very tropical, very rainforest-like. There in Fiji, very similar in Dominica, and I was surprised how similar they looked. And you know, obviously Dominica, if you're out on the east coast of Florida, is a little bit easier to get to than Fiji. You need to go to both spots for sure. But definitely Dominica right up there. And Dominica is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Simon, but it's the most volcanic island in the world. Is that true?
It is. We actually have 10 volcanoes. Now, don't let that scare your listeners, though, because they're not actually active and we don't have sort of bubbling lava and things flying up into the air or anything. It's very safe, but we do have 10 active volcanoes. And you might remember from last year that one of our favorite activities after a hard day of diving is going and soaking in those hot springs with a cold kabuli. So something you had a little experience in.
Yes, we did that quite often. Not nearly enough, and that's a reason why we definitely got to go back. Mermaid Denise is looking at me like, what? You did what? And I didn't know about this.
We're expecting the mermaids next year to come and see those hot springs. You know, I don't know what it'll do to their tails or anything, but you know, those hot springs, I think the mermaids would like them.
Yes, well, it'd be kind of like a broiling type of thing, but hey, I think it's worth an experiment or two.
A long, slow cook.
I would like to speak for all the mermaids and say, yes, we would like to come to Dominica. And we can try this kabuli drink in person.
I would like to speak for all the radio engineers, and we would like to go to Dominica as well.
Sorry. We wouldn't like to go next year. We'd like to come next week.
My bags are packed, Simon.
Dive Fest, we just kicked it off. We had a big event by the swimming pool where we had about 100 local kids going diving in the pool. You know, some of them as young as 8 years old, and we took some 11 and 12-year-old kids out in the sea for their first time. And one of the really exciting things today is for the first time ever, we had the Minister of Tourism come and actually went for a dive. So you missed that, Greg. That was very... high excitement for us here in Dominica to actually get the Minister of Tourism to come down and take the plunge. So we're really happy for that. That was a highlight for today. And we have got a cocktail party tonight and a treasure hunt tomorrow. And, you know, so there's a lot. I can see why you all want to come down for Dive Fest. And we're inviting you all down for next year's Dive Fest. And it's a great event, a lot of fun.
Yeah, Simon, that sounds like a great event. It seems like the only thing that you were missing was a few mermaids.
Yes, definitely.
We're missing you this year, let me tell you. I sit there and we discussed it at Beneath the Sea this year and it didn't quite work out, but wow, every time I'm diving now I'm thinking a little mermaid in the background is just, you know, would be perfect. We got the mountains and the blue sky and great reefs and, you know, but there's no mermaids and it's a hole in our dive fest. So You got to take care of that for us.
We're going to make it up to you, Simon. We're definitely going to make it up to you. We're going to go out to Dominica. We're going to bring multiple mermaids, and we're going to get all of those beautiful pictures that you were talking about. Scenic.
Multiple mermaids. Okay, well, I must say I've actually really touted your skills as freedivers. So, you know, you're going to have a reputation to live up to. So.
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee we will not disappoint. We will be beyond your expectations. And at the same time, we'll just be enjoying ourselves and enjoy the beauty that is Dominica.
Multiple mermaids beyond our expectations. That will be our logo for next year's Dive Fest.
Print up a T-shirt.
To try and make me sound almost as appealing as the mermaids, I'm an excellent tic-tac-toe player. So, you know, build that into your expectations for a radio engineer.
Well, it was a try, Bill. I'll give you that much.
Back to the carver.
Exactly. All right, Dominica. Check it out online. Just do a Google search on Dominica or Island Dive. Island Divers. Yeah, we'll get a website from Simon.
Actually, I'm thinking about doing a search on multiple mermaids, actually, first.
Oh, no, I already did that one. You don't want to go there. Trust me. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui
that girl that warm why insane.
I think she was Virginia, actually.
Bye, brown eyed girl that warm why insane.
And then she just kind of commuted to Hawaii. That's the way it happened in my dreams. See? You know, after a couple cups of kava, these things just start happening, even when you're wide awake. We have a little chaos in the studio this afternoon because we are having a kava ceremony from Fiji. And by the way, before I forget, thanks to Simon Walsh there from Island Divers there in Dominica. If you go to DominicaWatersports.com or DominicaDiveFest.com, I believe, too, you can get all the information on the Dive Fest that's going on this week. And, of course, we're going to head out there to Dominica. We've been to Fiji, been to Dominica. The mermaids have not been to Dominica. Bill has not been to Dominica. And I can guarantee you, next time I go, I'll probably take the mermaids.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. Hey, I just thought of something. Although we were talking about the horrible marketing, which has really gone into this kava.
What do you mean?
One thing about the kava ceremony I would like to point out.
Yes, the clap.
It's just drinking.
Wait, who's got the clap? Who's got the clap?
No, you're supposed to clap after you drink it. Is that what you're saying? Clap, one.
Well, the thing is, you're calling it a ceremony. After the show, I may go down to Liam Fitzwilliams downstairs and have a Guinness ceremony because it's pretty much the same thing. It's just drinking. And I'll just clap with some syncopation afterwards.
It's bonding.
Yeah, but also, if you had a Guinness, that wouldn't necessarily make your lips numb.
Yeah, and it wouldn't taste as bad either. Well, I'm just throwing that out there. And it wouldn't look like dirt.
After a couple cups, you really don't care what it tastes like, right,
Same
Abby?
Thing with Guinness.
All I got to say is that everybody in here has a big smile on their face, and they're feeling great, and you are a grumpy Gus, Bill. Could it be the kava?
There is that to be said. There is that to be said. So,
how many times have you been called a grumpy Gus, by the way?
I would tell you it is remarkably few times, but... Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Well. Maybe it's because I don't get to travel with you as often. I think if I travel with you more and the mermaids, I'd be called a Grumpy Gus much more often.
You think?
Grandma.
Well, a guy named Grumpy Gus doesn't get invited to travel as much.
I can understand where that
Grumpy
would be.
Grumpy Gus and Grandma Greg, is that what we're saying? Yeah.
No, we're not. We're not saying that at all. All we're saying is that we have another hour of Scuba Radio on deck, and we have several more rounds of kava to consume before we finish off today's show. Will we survive? There's only one way to find out, and that is to hang with us and see for yourself. Either way, it should be fun radio. All right? So stick around. Hour two is on deck.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.